G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottlers proudly presents BB and Chalk Talk, a sports show with a distinct Kentucky flavor.
Welcome to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottling. My name is Max Scobie, and with me always is Matt Smith and Greg Lyle. Mel Kiper may actually have it right. Josh Allen on the tippy top of the draft list. We'll talk about the transfer portal, good or bad. Men's basketball, we're going to give an Auburn preview on there. Spoiler alert, they're good. We'll talk about women's basketball, give their recap of the LSU game.
Currently and then by two.
Women's tennis and Excite Night preview. And then, of course, everyone's favorite time of the week, the fattest thing I did this week. And then, of course, our music poll for 590 WVOK on Sunday, noon to one.
I'm just glad Max was able to read women's tennis this time and not say WTN recap.
I'm just glad we finally figured out that there's no such thing as a three-letter abbreviation thing
that's apparently been for two.
it was originally UK has the three letter abbreviation status that's been there for over 500 years. We've got to stick to it. It's always been like that.
Think about it, TEN, tennis, that's three letters.
You had a WTN.
So I just condensed.
No, you added. You add in an E. Stop backtracking on this.
I didn't add an E. I took out an E.
You are so wrong on this.
There was a substitution and a rearrangement.
There was an addition.
You get two substitutions a quarter.
That's unreal.
That's fun.
Absolutely unreal. There's only three letters in every abbreviation besides football.
Technically, there is three letters in every abbreviation if they're like four letter abbreviations. So there's always three.
WTN.
Football has two.
Softball
has two.
Baseball.
Baseball is baseball. So there's lots of letters in that.
I'm just wanting to know where the three letter abbreviation rule
gymnastics,
where all of a sudden that disappeared.
I didn't say it was a rule.
You said it was a rule. You said no. They all. Okay.
They all have
three letter abbreviations in
it. Except for softball and football, they all have three letters.
Some
have more than three, but they all have three in it. Three's got to be there before it would be four.
You should be a politician. The way that you just sneak and snake your way out of these things is...
I'm not sneaking and snaking anywhere.
No, you were so adamant with your glasses there, just going, well, actually, it's the three abbreviations for all of them. Three abbreviations for all of them, except baseball and softball and football.
I brought this up, and I really regret it. I lost interest very quickly into that whole back and forth right there.
Oh...
Someone got a Super Bowl poll update on who.
Yeah, it's final. The people want the Saints and Chiefs. 45% of the voters want Saints and Chiefs.
Well, guess what? There's a thing called the Electoral College, and the Electoral College is you actually having to play the game. So they may not get that.
That's valid.
There's an important lesson here. Don't vote because your vote doesn't matter.
God, here we go.
Only the electorate's votes matter. At this point, only the four teams that are playing in the playoffs right now, they're the only ones that matter.
It's fair. Can't argue with that.
And the weather's going to be nice. Well, Kansas City nice for this weekend. It's not going to be the subarctic, frozen tundra, half a foot of snow. It's going to be in the 40s. It's going to be a balmy 40-something.
Oh, so it's going to be what we'll get at like 2 a.m. for about 5 minutes as it's dropping from 60 to 20?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be a balmy 40 from what I've heard.
Awesome. A balmy 40.
That was the best lead on ever. It's like, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be Kansas City beautiful, but.
Well, you got to quantify everything. I mean, it's not South Florida beautiful or South Texas beautiful.
True. Yeah. True. Definitely give you that one.
It's not Canada. So, what's it like up in Canada these days? Uh-oh, somebody Spectrum got him. Oh, there
you go. They have 2 months.
Syrupy. Oh,
what?
Was I gone?
Oh, what? Oh, was he was he leaving? Anyway, it's like 2 months is nice in Canada, and then that's it. Like every great day possible, there where you just walk outside and go, you know what? This is such a pretty day. This is just a beautiful day. What a gift. It's all accumulated into less than 2 months. And February counts as one of those with the leap year. So it's not a full, so it's not 3 months of 31 days. It's like 3 months of 28 days.
How many months have 28 days?
One.
Nope.
They all have 28 days. Nah, it's like they all have three letters in them.
Yes. Yes.
All your technicalities. Where's Mitch? Mel Kiper draft, or as Lyle so famously put it, Mel Kiper fat 1.0. So what are we expecting from the fat?
He's got Bosa going number one to the Cardinals.
I still don't understand that. He hasn't played football in a year.
That's probably for the best. They saw what they saw, and everybody's like, he was like, yep, I'm going to leave that thought in their brain, and I'm just going to disappear for a while. What if he just comes back and just sucks at football?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Not him specifically, just someone in general.
Wait, he's gone away and sucked at football multiple times?
Yeah. Huh.
Dang.
That's how it works.
They should have caught on to that.
I know, right?
Huh. NFL scouts, jeez.
God. NFL scouts bite me.
But I wonder if this will change with Kingsbury being announced as the coach, if he might go a different direction and get the offense set up that he wants.
Very possible. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
and that with that with being such a dumpster fire out there in Arizona now, I mean, they could just like trade down and just get a bunch of draft picks.
Yeah.
If somebody wants that number one.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Larry Fitzgerald's going to be hanging around still, or if he's done.
Jeez,
I would take my money and leave. Of course, I would have done that like after my signing bonus. If I was a number one draft pick, sign my name and be like, all right, you ready to go? Nope. Gotcha, suckers.
Gotcha.
I want this signing bonus, and I want in my contract that I can go play my senior year at Oklahoma, and then I'll be dedicated to baseball with this signing bonus. Okay. Well, maybe not.
That's the Oakland A's fault. They dumb. They really dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't know a whole lot of that previous signing bonus, because they're going to want it back.
Nah. Nah, whoever drafts Kyler Murray will be glad to pay it. They would be glad to pay it.
Yeah, where's
so Kyler Murray was playing what some call the long game.
They've got him projected at 13th to Miami.
Mel,
that's where Kuiper's got him in draft 1.0. I wonder how many drafts we're going to have from Mel Kiper before we actually get to Nashville in the actual draft.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, none of them will be right.
But Josh sitting at number Spectrum two at the 49ers right now, which is
you spiked there.
What was that? About Josh Allen, I think.
You know how you can yell and like it'll distort on a sound system? That's almost what it sounded like, because all we heard was Ja Ow.
That's what I said. That's all I said. That's exactly Josh how Allen. I said it. So yeah.
Josh Allen,
they got him going number two. Mel's got him going number two to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
I would be against that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been a big 49ers guy.
I mean, they've not really ever been known for their defense, have they?
Have you been a big NFL team guy? Huh?
Have you been a big any NFL team guy?
Not really.
No. Didn't we try to do this once and you picked someone and then you retracted it?
Yeah, because I found out who else was
jumped off real quick.
Because I found out who else was following them, and I said, "No, I'm not doing this."
Huh. Well,
no. Now
you tightened up for like 2 weeks, and then
I did tighten up for 2 weeks. Now, I did tighten up when my dad worked in Nashville, but it was just because he got free tickets for it, And that was the first time I've ever seen someone get arrested in public. That's the first time I've ever seen someone drunk in public. And that's the first time I ever saw Santa Claus drunk and getting arrested in public.
And that caught your fanhood.
Then I was like, okay, the NFL sucks.
Oh, that's when you gave it up. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that's what sold you.
As a 9-year old, my experience
was nine.
My experience of seeing Brett Favre play against the Titans, which should have been a highlight of my night, was cut short by watching a drunk man dressed up as Santa Claus stumble down the stairs. And I finally realized the NFL is not worth its money. And if you go to an NFL game, you're dumb. I'm not doing this anymore. At 9.
At 9.
What about 10?
10, I hold a very
nothing's
10 weird. Is when that's when the Titans cut. No, that was when Bruce Matthews retired and gave me no incentive to follow the Titans ever again.
It had a rough couple years there.
It was.
Yeah.
9, 10, 11 were not good to me. Weren't good to me at all. It was a dark time.
Wow.
What about? I didn't realize Duke had such a big time quarterback. That the Patriots are looking at taking him with the 29th pick.
I didn't know that either.
Cutcliffe.
That's where they were projecting him to the Daniel Jones. That's who they will pick to be the heir apparent to Tom Brady.
It's a Cutcliffe prodigy.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would think Duke would have been a little bit better then.
When I went through and counted, it looked like there's 14 SEC guys that he has listed here in the first round.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
Half.
So they just do like a draft of SEC guys and then everybody else can do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a complete, a separate SEC draft and then the rest of the NCAA.
Oh, yeah, really. Let's just go by school down the list here. They would have Kentucky at 2, Bama at 3, LSU at 4, Bama at 5, LSU at 8, Georgia at 10, Florida 11, Florida at 15, Mississippi State at 17, Ole Miss at 18. I mean, it just keeps going on. I mean, just dominating conference. And then you get some of these other guys, you're like, who is this?
How does Ole Miss have two guys?
Yeah.
In the first round.
Do you think Ed Oliver holding out and not playing in the bowl game hurt his stats? And all that crap that went on with him and Major? Because he dropped all the way to 14. They were talking him up the top of the list.
Yeah. It very well could. I know the biggest problem is that a lot of people want these defensive end linebacker hybrid type people more than just a straight defensive tackle. And when you're looking at defensive tackles, you want the big guys. And, you know, with
like Williams from Alabama. And
right. You know, Ed Oliver's kind of that in-between guy. He's not the big Alabama guys, and he's not quite a Josh Allen. So it's like he has like a couple places he can be. He's not 3-4 position hybrid type of person. I don't know.
So it's going to be interesting to see. But it's nice to see Josh up there. I can't wait for him to project out a little further and see where some of these other guys might be going that are going up to the combine to see where Benny and Mike Edwards and those guys might wind up.
I mean, it's interesting to see. What do you all think about this whole NCAA trade portal?
Transfer.
Or transfer portal, whatever it is. I really don't care. There's people that hold a strong opinion to it, but.
Well, first of all, it's supposed to be secret. It's only supposed to be known between the coaches and the players.
Okay. So you're ignorant to believe that that was actually going to be the case?
Well, I like that.
Oh, my goodness. There's a guy named Halen Jurch that it's going to transfer from some school from Clemson that's a crimson color. Oh, gosh, who could that be? Unbelievable. I guess we'll find out.
But it's not just that school. I mean, I looked up today, and when you look at all positions that are out there, just from what's leaked out, there's a lot of people out there. Louisville's got a bunch of guys that are in this portal.
Yep.
It's not, you know, Penn State's had a ton of guys. There's a lot of SEC guys that are in this portal. So it's just people that are unhappy and they have an opportunity to go and better themselves. And, you know, we had this kind of conversation with ourselves. Look how many quarterbacks are out there right now.
There's 14 of them that have already chosen a new school, and there's another four that are undecided whether they're going to return or go somewhere else.
And I like, you know, I looked up and read the rules on it too. You know, in football, a lot of these schools, it's not – your scholarship's renewed every year. So you put yourself in this portal, there's nothing to say. The school can't say, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're kind of stuck out.
Right. It's kind of like with work. If your boss knows you're leaving, they could fire you before you have a chance to quit. So, you know, it's one of those things that the coaching staff knows you're looking to transfer or you're exploring the option. They can say, don't worry about coming back. Hope someone picks you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just going to lead – I think it's going to lead to – you know, we talked about this in our text messages. Especially at the quarterback position, it's going to leave you with no real good depth.
Right.
You know, and if you lose that starting quarterback because your backup who, you know, could probably play somewhere wants to go play and you're going to be stuck without, you know, situation you're going to run into. Unless you're Missouri and you just picked up Kelly Bryant and Sean Robinson.
Yeah, how does that happen? Two transfers that go to the same school. Like, come on, dude.
I'm leaving because I don't want to compete with this other guy, but I'm going to compete with this guy over here. Yeah. And some, you know, some guys have upgraded, you know, what you would kind of consider an upgrade. You got Jack Tuttle, quarterback from Utah, going to Indiana. So you're going to, you know, from a Pac school or, you know, they're what, Mountain West or something like that, Utah, to Big Ten, a Power Five. Ball State to Vandy and Riley Neal. So, but I was interested to see just how many different position players. I mean, there's a lot of offensive linemen out there.
Yeah.
There's two that have already, you know, made their choice. Nathan Edwards from Arizona is going to Oregon State. And Tommy Kennedy is leaving Butler to go to Miami. That's a little bit of an upgrade.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
just a little bit there. So. It looks like all schools are being affected. It's just going to be interesting to see if this sticks around, because I think I have a feeling after a couple of these players get burned on this situation, people are going to be less likely to jump into it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's one of those that's – I think it's nice to have the option, but – it's got to, you know, I think the consequences might outweigh that at some point. I don't know if we'll see as many next year as we have this year and you know, so on down the road.
And I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt a team at some of these other positions like defensive backs, you know, in the defensive line, because you have so many of them on your roster. You lose one, you know, it's not going to really hurt you. But like a quarterback or some of these styles of offense, that these pro-style offenses only have one running back, you know, a really good running back, even that two is not that great. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Yep.
We'll see.
That's what we said.
We will see.
That we will.
Yes.
So basically, they open a transfer portal that basically does the exact same thing. Literally the exact same thing as the old system. Well,
no. Got it. Because cool. Before you had to have your coach's permission to seek. Now you don't have to tell your coach. You just go put yourself in the portal.
Yeah,
your university you're with doesn't have to give you
fire from that.
Yeah, we'll see.
What could backfire from that? Oh shoot! When we come back, we're going to talk about men's basketball, and we'll give a preview to the Auburn Tigers with their head coach Bruce Pearl. You're listening to BBN Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling. Question, do you manage a business that uses advertising to market to your customer base? Radio's audience continues to grow, adding new listeners by the millions every year. And now with podcasts and more streaming audio in the mix, the universe of listeners continues to expand. Do you think partnering with BBN Chalk Talk to advertise is a good fit for your company? Want to know all the different ways we can help you reach more customers? Contact us today at info@bbandchalktalk.com, and we will follow up immediately to answer your questions.
Final seconds in this one. They can win it with a field goal. Wait, time out. They're going to ice the kicker.
Is that the coach with the Pepsi?
It's the whole stadium.
Snap is good. Threads are up. The kick is.
No good. He missed it. The Pepsi's worked.
Welcome back to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J PepsiCo Bottling. We're talking men's basketball as the Kentucky Wildcats take on Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers. And Auburn looks good. Not Tennessee good, but they look Auburn good.
Yeah, they're sitting right now at 13-3, number 14. And they're a defensive-minded team. You know, when you're kind of looking at the overall team, they're averaging right at 84.5 points a game, but they're holding their opponents to 66.5, which is quite a big difference there, 18-point difference. And they're forcing close to 20 steals or 20 turnovers a game to their opponents, and hitting pretty decent from outside. They're almost 36% from three-point range this year. So they've got a pretty solid solid overall, you know, team when you're kind of looking at what they do as a unit.
And they like to crash the boards too.
Yep.
And they got the size to be able to do it. They've got a true center at 6'11", 260. He's a hoss.
Yep.
You know, but their two playmakers are the two guards, the Jared Harper and the Bryce Brown. One's averaging 15 and one's averaging 16 points a game, almost interchangeable there at your guard position. But then really watching it, you know, we got some guys off the bench that have stepped up big, especially here in the SEC play. It was that Anfree McLemore, who's, you know, over averaging almost 10 points a game, 9.3 points a game, yep, and six boards in conference play this year. So they've got some guys that have been coming off the bench in conference play and really stepping it up for them too.
Yeah, and looking at their losses this year, I mean, they lost to Duke early on in the year, fifth game of the year. They only lost by six. To Duke, they lost on the road at NC State, and then they lost on the road at Ole Miss in their opener to the SEC season. They played Georgia two games ago and beat them pretty good, right about close to similar. I think they beat them by like 15, similar to how, you know, we just put on a show there against Georgia. But they're coming off a couple big margin wins here. As far as like super solid wins, they got the second game of the year where they beat number 25 Washington by, you know, 22 points. But really, other than that, I don't see many teams on their schedule up to this point that other than Duke, really, that have been some of those big time teams that they've played. So, you know, lucky for them, they don't play Tennessee till the very last game of the season. They play us twice, Ole Miss another time, and then Mississippi State. But they definitely don't have the schedule we have, that's for sure.
Yeah, and two of their wins, you know, in the Maui Invitational, they had to go to overtime to beat Xavier. And then in that little December tournament they had to go into overtime to beat UAB.
Right.
So, you know, they're just like any other team in the SEC. Any given night, you can take care of business on them. They did recently play A&M, who we at the earlier in the season beat 85-74, and they just beat A&M 85-66. So it's a really good matchup for us. It's going to be tough going on the road and see how these guys respond to this kind of environment.
Right. Yep, I agree. It's you hope to get some consistency out of our guys here and not this up and down play, because you need to start figuring that out now so that you can hit. And like we've said this whole time, this next stretch of three games, you know, is going to be very telling for what this team's made of, and give a little bit of an idea right now as to what these guys might be able to do in March.
Yeah, you really need to have Ashton Hagans and Kendall Johnson on the same page. Kelvin,
yeah.
On the same page. If we can get both those guys fired on the same page, this is going to be a tough offense to stop. And then you've always got Tyler Hero out on the wing somewhere. And I fully believe we can give the ball spaced out to the guards and to Tyler out on the perimeter. It's just going to open up even more for Travis down low.
Right.
Matt, let me ask you this about them. So it always seems like it's that hot and cold, but when it's time to play a good team, this team's on. North Carolina, well, you can argue North Carolina is a good team or not a good team, but Louisville's a good example. between those two games, they were able to play at that level and play actually a little bit better than that level. Is this going to be a game that they should be able to match up well with? I mean, especially with you had Reed Travis, who's had a couple of games where he hasn't been at his best. Is this a good rebound game for him? Like, overall, do you think this is a game that they match Auburn at?
I think they can. They should match up with Auburn well, and they should match up with really everybody that they're going to play this year. There's not anybody that's going to be super, you know, way out of our league or way above where we are. I think that you're right in saying that these guys get up for big games. I think what they don't understand and what they're starting to realize is they have to get up for every game. They can't just get up for big games. And when they're playing a team, you know, like Georgia, playing a team like, you know, coming up here against some A&Ms, things like that, like you can't – Alabama, you've got to show up. You can't just think you're going to skate by on your athletic ability because that's not the case. If these guys can't get up for these next three games, I think it's the freshman in them that likes the spotlight, that likes, you know, you said that in high school, get up for big games and then just be able to beat people on an athletic ability otherwise. I think they're quickly realizing that's not the case. So hopefully we're still looking for that one guy, and it's starting to look like Ashton could kind of be that guy on both sides of the ball if he continues to get to the hoop. But we're still looking for that guy that can just take over a game night in and night out. Early on, it was PJ. It's a little bit of Hero, you know, every now and then. Keldon took over for a few games, but now he's gone kind of flat. We haven't seen much PJ. Now Ashton is the guy. So it's like, who's going to be that guy for the rest of the season, and who's going to continue to be consistent? Because night in, night out, if you don't know who's going to be that guy, they don't know it. And if everybody's off, you're going to lose. So it's just right now, luckily somebody is stepping up in most cases right now, but it's just not consistent as to each person.
All right, let me ask this. If they lose this game with the three tough games they got all in a row here, what happens if they lose this game? Can they mentally get focused to be able to get through this ringer?
The problem is going to be is that it gets harder. Because with the three games, even then, I mean, you're still finishing with Kansas, and they're the best of this group that you're going to be playing. So it's not like you're starting off hard and getting a little easier each game. They need to get two of these three wins, whether it comes whichever of these three it is. They need to at least get two of them for them to feel good, for us to feel good, I think. If you get all three, obviously that's great, but I think you got to get two of these three wins just to prove your point.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is we get Kansas at home.
Right.
Which is a plus.
Yes.
And the
Mississippi State's at home also.
At home as well. So if you can get this one on the road, that's huge.
Yep.
If not, I think you can still be comfortable knowing that you're going to go back home and can get those two W's at home.
Because then the problem is if you lose all three of them or two of the three, then your next two games after Kansas are on the road at Vandy and at Florida. And we know already, you know, Vanderbilt was a close game that we had with them, and Florida can play well. They played Tennessee down to the wire the other night. So you go back on the road, and granted they're not ranked teams, but they're still good SEC teams, and we know how, you know, these guys perform on the road on weeknights.
Well, see, it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch, and I always like watching Bruce Pearl just excessively sweat. It makes me feel a little bit better about myself. It's the little things. It reminds me of my times walking across campus in 90-degree heat.
Love it. Yeah. The days of having to bring a towel or an extra shirt.
Oh gosh, yeah. Yes. When we come back, we'll talk about women's basketball and give a recap from their game against LSU. You're listening to BB and Chalk Talk presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling.
Grab an ice cold crush soda. Take a sip. What do you think of? Are you taken way back to summer days as a kid when you were quenching your thirst with that satisfying fruity flavor in between rounds of hide and seek with your friends? Or do you get an excited butterflies in your stomach kind of feeling that you can only get when you're crushing hard on someone? Whether you're sipping on one at home, at the park on a warm sunny day, or after a game-winning buzzer beater, you can always count on Crush Soda to put more flavor in your fun and crush your thirst, no matter what. But don't let that ever-fresh taste of Crush fool you. Crush goes back, way back. In fact, we've been crushing it since 1906. In caffeine-free flavors such as Nectarious Orange and Lipsmackable Grape, there's guaranteed to be a crush for everyone. So go on, refresh with an ice-cold Crush Soda today.
We're welcome back to BBN Chalk Talk, presented by G&J PepsiCo Bottling. Women's basketball. We're going to give the recap for the LSU game.
It's a final.
Yep.
64-60. They pulled it out on the road, missing two key players.
Yes.
Last-minute scratches once again, right before the game to find this out. They were without Taylor Murray and
Ryan Howard. Right.
So that's huge. That's like 26 points a game right there.
I mean, thank God Macy's back. I mean, geez, yeah. She put up 20 points in this game. And, I mean, Lord, if all three of them were out, I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah, and I she didn't have a choice tonight.
Yeah.
I think if I were Coach Mitchell, I would have been like, hey, suck it up. Because we can't have you out as well. She dropped in 20 tonight, 2 for 3 from long range. She was 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Dropped in 20 points. Another big one, Jada Roper had to step up again and start along with Amanda Pascal tonight. She contributed 10. Tatiana Wyatt had 9. Blair Green in the first half was phenomenal, had a lot of good looks on passes and was making her shots there in the first half as well.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest notables from this game is that the turnover margin was dead even at 21 apiece on both teams. And I think you see right there firsthand at what Taylor Murray means to this team. Is she's someone that takes care of the ball first off, and second off, someone that can create a lot of havoc to where you get that large gap. It wasn't there, hence why it was a close game all the way up to the wire there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they came back and were able to tie the game up there, but late in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
But UK was able to pull this one out. Like you said, turnovers were both 21 apiece. And actually, we lost the points off turnover battle tonight. LSU had 26 points off turnovers where we only had 14.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's, gutsy win on the road.
Yes.
I mean, a win's a win's a win. I'll take it any day of the week. But that second quarter was pretty bad. For us shooting wise, I think we were halfway through, almost three quarters of the way through the second period before we scored our first basket.
Right.
So yeah. We did have the hot start, which is what we always wanted to look for. we did have the hot start there in the first quarter coming out. But we can't have these games where we've got to put four quarters together whenever you're missing your top two of your top players.
Yeah, luckily from a defensive standpoint for these ladies is that when they've had a bad offensive quarter, they usually are holding the other team to a bad offensive quarter as well, which has saved them. You're going to get in trouble when you start having, you know, in this case, really two bad offensive quarters with 10 in the second and then only 14 in the fourth quarter. If LSU had solid quarters all the way through, this game wouldn't have even been close down at the end. So, yeah, they definitely got to get that consistency there. There's only been a couple games this year where they put all four quarters together, but everywhere else there's a quarter somewhere in there that is less than what they're looking for and has potential to beat them and has beat them already.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, it's either we're really, really good or we're really, really bad. Because if you look at the overall stat line for the game, we shot 51%, and you'd be thinking, hey, that's a pretty solid night. But no,
yeah.
It wasn't, because two of your quarters you shot less than almost 20%. So,
yeah.
But yes, a team of streaks right now. We just got to get everybody healthy and get everybody back in the lineup, especially as we get towards the end of this SEC conference schedule.
Right.
In the tournament
time. Yeah. And so next up for the ladies, you've got Missouri back at home on Sunday at 6:30, and then you're back on the road again at A&M there the following Thursday night. So, yeah, a couple tough games for sure, you know, coming up as you get through this SEC play. But like you said earlier, any win you can get is a good win in SEC play.
Yeah, because Missouri's tough. Missouri's pretty tough right now too. So, and it's good that the girls have a break. They don't have a weekend game this week to where they can rest up and get some practices in and get some girls healthy going into that game against Missouri.
Yeah, and the cool thing is when you're looking at I don't know if you all saw the Kentucky Athletics page. I know we're about to talk about, you know, tennis and gymnastics here in the next segment, but did you see that graphic they put out of all the current ranked teams now that swim and dive women's side moved up into 13th? Yeah. I mean, not only you have volleyball finishing the season 10th, soccer finishing 5th, and football finishing 11th. Currently right now we got rifle at 4. We've got women's track and fields at 10. We have the men's basketball team at 12. We have women's swim 13. Gymnastics at 16, women's basketball at 16, and men's swim and dive is at 25. So there's your hashtag, Max. And looks like UK, I think UK even used it at one point in here. Hashtag everything school.
And lawsuit.
Oh, that's awesome. I would like to see you try.
I like that graphic they put up where they had, like, in the background, it was frosted. Yeah,
the ones that have finished already. The
ones that have finished, yeah.
Yeah,
that was cool. And pretty soon, here in the next month, you're going to get softball and baseball kicked off, and those two will be nationally ranked as well to start season.
Yeah, love it. Keep them rolling.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about women's tennis. We'll talk about gymnastics excite night and, of course, the fattest thing I did this week. You're listening to BB and Chalk Talk presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling. Question, do you manage a business that uses advertising to market to your customer base? Radio's audience continues to grow, adding new listeners by the millions every year. And now with podcasts and more streaming audio in the mix, the universe of listeners continues to expand. Do you think partnering with BB and Chalk Talk to advertise is a good fit for your company? Want to know all the different ways we can help you reach more customers? Contact us today at info@bbandchalktalk.com, and we will follow up immediately to answer your questions.
Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me, but at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome back to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J PepsiCo Bottling. Women's tennis. We've got Excite Night.
Yeah, it's we do.
Exciting.
It is exciting.
The night of excitement.
Here's one of the frustrating things with Excite Night. Not frustrating things, but one of the frustrating things is basketball now. You know, they provide parking for Excite Night at Rupp Arena.
Yeah, I saw that. Are you kidding me?
But and the same thing whenever women's basketball played, and I went to the Virginia game, they had parking. But we can't find parking for men's basketball. $20.
Nowhere.
We can provide it, but you're going to pay $20 for it.
Yeah.
Yep. No, we'll walk 5 blocks for $5.
Just call good business.
Yeah.
It's a great business model.
Wow.
Call it whatever you want.
But I will start off. So women's tennis took note of what the men did, and they started off their season with a doubleheader sweep of Kennesaw State and Marshall. 1-2-0, didn't lose a match, went 7-0 against both schools. I'm not even going to – again, it's going to take me too long to read through everything and everybody that won, but anybody that played for the Cats won their match. So great start for both the men and the women's teams for tennis there. And the women's team is off. They'll be hosting again here on Friday. They will be hosting Miami of Ohio and Western Kentucky starting at 11. The second one's at 3, and they will be doing that here in Lexington. So that'll be the final home match that they have of January before they come back on February 15th. So a little bit more tennis here, take a couple-week break, and then they're back in February. So see if they can keep this momentum up early on.
Be interesting to see, and good luck learning all those names on those tennis teams this year.
Man, I hope they just keep destroying everybody, and then I don't have to. Just say, anybody that played won.
Yeah, everybody won again.
Everyone's way easier.
Everybody won.
Everyone won besides one person. Well, who was it, Matt? Don't worry about it. I don't want important. Three people out.
Yeah. I don't want to talk negative. Come on.
We try to stay positive on the show.
Yeah. Unless it's football.
She'll do better next time.
Now, it's time for our favorite segment of the week.
Let's just skip over Excite Night, okay?
Excite Night is different from women's tennis.
Okay.
So gymnastics is set to make their home debut against Arkansas on Excite Night. This is their yearly, every year they do Excite Night for their home opener. It's moved from Memorial over to Rupp Arena. And this year they have a special guest from Disney Channel's Bizarre, Devor Ledridge is going to be making an appearance at Excite Night. It's going to be televised on ESPN, and it gets the big nod to the big station because you've got two top-ranked gymnastics programs, number 14 Arkansas and number 16 Kentucky, going to go at it in the match. I don't know. There's a floor, there's beams, there's a bunch of stuff, so I don't know what you would call it. So in Rupp Arena.
Competition.
Yeah, competition, tournament, meet. So be interesting. It's going to be a good time to see. I'm excited to be my first gymnastics event to cover for us. But supposedly, I mean, from the updates we've been getting from the public relations department, it's supposed to be a packed house. And with ESPN coming into cover, it should be exciting. The women started off the season against Texas Women's University and won that dual meet. And then they placed third last week at Iowa's quad meet that they had. So, interesting. So if you got some time on Friday night, 6 o'clock, Rupp Arena, head on out and watch two top ranked, nationally ranked gymnastics programs.
Love it.
Sounds exciting.
That's why they call it Excite Night.
The night of excitement. So now it's time for my favorite time of the week.
It is?
And what is that?
The saddest thing I did this week.
Is that what you're asking for? Is that what
yes,
you're leading
into? Yes, next
to?
On the script. Yes.
Oh, we don't always do that.
Go abbreviation, boy.
Go abbreviation. Oh, yes. One of these days. One of these days. I guess it would have to be an act, not so much food, because I've been trying to really clean up eating. We've been kind of doing the whole New Year's resolution starting off, so I haven't been anything, but like, it kind of reminded me of Smitty whenever he brought up the kicking your whole shorts up to you because you don't want to bend over and pick them up.
Oh, yeah.
So the other night, I get ready to go to bed, and I was just throwing my socks on, so it was like one of those ones where I try to drag my foot across the carpet to get the sock to come off. But then I couldn't, so I just said, screw it, went to bed.
Left them on.
Left them on.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. Nope. I'll take them off in the morning for a jump shower. We're good.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's classic. When you got your foot and carpet just right to be able to slide that sock off in one motion, that's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's great. I love it.
These were just a little high up on the ankle. They were footies, but I just still couldn't get them off, and it wasn't one of those ones where I was going to work at it too much more.
Yeah.
We're good.
Wow.
I love it. Oh, man. Let's see. So the other night we had a happy hour for my work in Louisville at Joe's Older Than Dirt. Went there for a happy hour. They brought all kinds of appetizers out, and I was sitting at one of the tables with one other guy that I was talking to, and the table behind me was the table that they're loading all these appetizers on, wings, pretzels and cheese, nachos, loaded tater tots, you name it, pork rinds. It was there. That table got full, and they kept bringing food out, So I waved the guy over, and I was like, you can put them on my table. That's fine. Just go ahead and put them here. And so he started setting them down. Well, he was putting down, like, three trays of wings and, like, two trays of the pretzels. So I looked, and I turned around over my shoulder, and I was like, huh, it's time to start making some trades. So I started taking – I took two baskets of wings and moved them over and grabbed one tot and brought it back over to mine. And I worked it all to where I had one of everything on my table in front of me. And then so I just went down the line and was just sitting there. And everybody was coming up and was like, how'd you get all these in front of you? And I was like, don't worry about it. Like, it was a process, and you don't get any. Go to the other table. This is my table. So it was perfect that I got bites of everything before everybody came in and cleared it out. Just kept making trades. That's how it works.
Wow.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I support you in your efforts.
Yeah, I know, right? Play smarter, not harder.
People don't appreciate the effort that you put in for that.
They don't.
Unless you're fatty.
And yeah, they don't know.
Fatty's like, yes, sir.
Great. Yeah. Yep.
Nice work. Good job.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I love it. Oh, Max? Oh,
gosh.
12 almonds.
I honestly haven't done one fat thing this week. Like, I've been like, I legit can't think of anything. Like, I really can't.
How do you talk about this being your favorite part of the week and then you can't come nothing. Up with anything?
I don't. It's my I like hearing you all, because it just makes me feel better.
I'm glad we're here for your entertainment, Max.
I think if I had to choose one, it's so I go and I work out in the mornings, and I remember looking at the mirror this week, like I was at one of the machines, and I just stared and looked at me, and I always try to get out of the gym at a certain time so I can be get home, beat traffic, and head into work. And I look and I'm like, man, I still have a lot of my workout left, or a decent amount left. I remember just looking at myself in the mirror, and I just had these flashbacks of me as a player, how hard I used to work in the weight room, how eating iron and lifting weights was life and identity. And I remember I finally got to the point in my life where I just got to stare at myself, and I just went, nah, good enough. Yeah, I was just like, yeah, it's fine. Ashley stuck with me now. It's fine.
I decided I don't like working out with Trevino, because all he does is keep bringing up things that Rock used to do to us that just like take me back into a dark place that I don't like to be in. And I just want to work out at peace and have fun. And he starts talking about it. I go in and I yawn, and he's like, oh, Rock would have made you do 10 push-ups there. And I'm like, stop. I can yawn now in peace, and I don't have to worry about if he's watching me or not.
I think about that every morning.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man. I can yawn.
He's like, remember when we used to have to do jumping jacks in between sets? I'm like, yes, stop. I just want to sit here and not do anything in between sets.
Trevino, stop membering.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, it's sad. Thinking about it now, it's just really sad of how much I don't take working out as seriously as I used to.
Oh, I know.
Like, I look at my Fitbit and I go, 600 calories. Yeah. Sweet. That's all I need today. Yeah. I can go the rest of the day and not do a thing.
I close my rings and I'm happy. I'm good. Great. It's just like, it's crazy. Like, after you get done with athletics, it's like, no matter how hard you work out on your own ever again, it'll never be as hard as you worked out when you had a strength coach and you were with that team. And it's just like, there's no point in trying to get to that point again, because you won't. You just can't.
Exactly. Like, I remember after you left, Matt, and Zach Myers and I worked out with each other, and the coaches put us together to compete against each other.
Yeah.
And just remembering just how it was like every single day we were trying to beat each other. And something, it was always that one thing we're trying to be in, whether it was bench, oxidated squats, no matter power clean, no matter what it was.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, I'm living for these next 2 hours. And then I remember, holy crap, I used to work out for 2 straight hours, and now I'll be lucky if it's over 45 minutes. Yeah. If it's an hour, it's in 45 minutes, and then I take my dog on a 20-minute walk when I go home. Then I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean,
over
you can't ask any more for me. I need to get an ice tub now. I've gone way overboard on this.
Ashley's like, can you take the garbage out? And you're like, nope, done with workouts for the day. I'll do it tomorrow.
I've hit my allotment of steps. I'm good.
Fitbit's turned off. I'm good to go.
The Fitbit dinged and said, good job. I'm done for the day.
Your motivation comes from your watch.
My Fitbit's actually worried.
How depressing is that?
I know. It is.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it comes from a watch, and then I just see – I look in the mirror, I'm standing up, I'm breathing heavy, and then I was like, man, I'm just a shell of myself. And then I look down at my wedding ring, I'm like, Ashley's okay with it, so I guess I'm fine.
I got that.
She agreed to it.
There's some she likes, so I was like, okay. If I could just maintain this, that's all I gotta do. Don't have to get better. Just
ride this out. Ride it out.
Ride it out for another 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, until it comes that point in your marriage when you're like, I need a 2-hour workout to get out of this house. Max, you never
That's just going to be go sit in the sauna.
It was always 45 minutes, Max. Why are you going for 2 hours now?
It takes me longer.
I've aged. It takes me longer.
Eventually, one day, Matt, we'll get back to 2-hour workouts.
No, we'll be at the gym for 2 hours.
Yeah. Hey, the workout's not over until I double click this again.
Here's what I'm gonna do. When Larry's done playing football, I'm gonna convince him to open a bar called the Gym in Lexington, and then we'll just go to the gym all the time, and then we're good.
Go gym like 2-3 times a day.
Yeah,
two, three times a day.
Before work, at lunchtime, and after work.
I just got to, bro.
Dedicated.
Got to, bro.
Hey, our music poll. Now, let's remind everybody what we picked. Max, what did you pick?
I can't remember. I think Frank Sinatra.
Beach Boys. No, you did not. We're playing along this week.
Close.
I honestly don't care. Like, the music poll is the biggest.
This episode.
The biggest waste of time because anything we choose never gets played.
That's valid.
Matt, it's the biggest waste of time. There's so many other polls we could be doing right now.
We
got to do our weekly poll. We never play it.
It got played last week.
What?
No, he did it a couple times. Just the last time he didn't. The last break he didn't.
Yeah. He usually does it the first time, then he forgets about it, and then we yell at him, and then he remembers, and then he doesn't do it on the last one because he's making fun of us.
Well, I think he's getting – more in tune with our sync because he did email me today asking if we had a winner yet. So he
can. Oh, that's good. That's good.
So
that's
he's, nice. On the, he's on the ball.
He doesn't have to play it.
Yeah.
So, Max, who'd you pick?
I guess Beach Boys.
And Matt, who'd you pick?
I took King George, George Strait.
And because I didn't want to compete against George Strait being the great Texan that I am, I picked Cyndi Lauper.
I'm going to take a wild guess at who won.
It's still going on. I still have a day left, a day in 20 hours. In last place is the Beach Boys.
They're behind Cyndi Lauper.
Yes. Cyndi Lauper is coming in second with 25% of the vote. And then you've got George Strait with 58% leading. And I will admit, I only voted once, and I did vote for George Strait. So –
nice.
Our listeners are all across the board with who they like.
Gosh, we have quite the variety of fan base here.
Variety of fan base, yes. So,
wow.
That poll is up on BB and Chalk Talk's Twitter account. So go and vote. And you'll at least hear your favorite music on at least one break, hopefully two. But then usually, right, he does make fun with us on the third one. Although I did hear it in the truck on the way over to the women's basketball game, that Redneck Mama song that he played on the last break.
Did you?
I had to look at the station like, what did I just turn on to? I thought I hit 590. No, guess not.
Nope. Psych.
Psych. Missed it.
Wow.
So go vote.
Go
vote. Is there another poll you'd like to put up, Mr. Gobby?
No, that's not. No.
We can put up multiple polls.
It True. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
Nothing matters. Nothing matters.
Hey, Louisville lost their recruiting director. That place is still a dumpster fire.
Well, there you go.
They got 4 or 5 guys in the transfer portal.
See the transfer portal?
Yeah, when coaches start he going
joined as well.
Coach can go to the transfer portal. Hey, yeah, I went out.
That would be so funny.
You got no line coach here.
Somebody recruit me.
Anybody, please get me out of here.
Well, that's all of Alabama's coaches. They're all going through the transfer portal.
How did you all read that article on The Athletic about that, about Saban showing up in the meeting the other day looking for his OC? Because it was supposed to be a light meeting because everybody was out on the road. What was his name? Elon? Eon? Yeah. Yeah, where's he at? Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't get the memo? He just took the Miami job.
Oh, my God.
Nobody told Nick.
I mean, would you? Wow.
Is that how the conversation went in the DFO's office? Hey, you know the guy we just picked to be the replacement for the OC that just left? He left too. You go tell Saban. No, you go tell Saban. Yeah. Nobody tell him. Maybe he won't notice.
It's not what not.
Maybe he won't notice. Where's Elon at? Who? You didn't see?
What are you talking about? Gotta go.
They just tried to pull. They just tried to pull a Twilight Zone. Elon hasn't been here for 40 years. Whoa!
Who? What?
Wow!
Oh, that'd been hilarious.
Wow! Wow!
Yeah. Too bad there wasn't an ESPN camera crew to film that one. He went where? What?
Total Access. Redacted. That's probably it. ESPN was probably there because they were contracted out through the national championship game. Because right now, Bama would have been doing their championship stuff, but they're not. But they're still contracted out to still be on ESPN. And so everything's now just getting redacted.
Well, this isn't the first time he's lost coordinators and he's lost assistants.
He's lost 13 assists before the national championship game. He's lost 13 assistants in 4 years.
Yeah, so it's not like he hasn't been through this before and come out.
Not all of them leaving at once, though.
Well, that's true. When you just lost your 3-deep plan on who your next offensive coordinator would be, your succession planning, when you're down to your number 3, number 4 choice, probably not even your number 3 because they lost the offensive line guy.
Well, there's Sarkisian's apparently in the mix.
Wow.
Bring him back. Bring back the intern.
Bring back the intern.
Him and Butch Jones.
Oh,
shoot.
That would be interesting. That would definitely be interesting. But I'm sure they'll be okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now we will fully see if everyone that says, well, I could go out and coach this football team. Now it will be interesting because apparently anybody's going to be out there.
I like to see Saban call somebody's bluff on that. Well, I could coach them. Anybody can coach that group. Goes, all right, come on, you're hired. Oh, wait a minute. Like right now? I got things to do. I don't know if I can help out right now.
Well, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd say I coach them. I didn't say I coach them well.
I could now not pay up working for Nick Saban. I don't think that would go well.
I'd go great.
I don't think that would. No.
I think that would go great. For Matt Smith and Greg Lau, my name is Max Gabby. You've been listening to BB and Chalk Talk. Have a great night. Go Cats.